I don't fight the war.
But it's taken me all this time to learn that you don't need to know. You don't, even if you are broken, you know that you don't have what you need. You don't know how to be a father. You don't know how to be a husband.
Right.
It doesn't matter because you get it as you go.
You get it as you go.
You can't. It's like you want to wait till you have something before you get married, or wait before you have children. But you'll never get it. Get it by doing.
No, but the thing is, it's a good idea. See, intuitiveness will tell you, as a man, that you do need a nest. That's pretty basic. So you want to invite your betrothed to come into your world. You have to have a world for her to come into, not only spiritually, but you have to have a security that a woman needs to have children.
I'm talking about fear, though. I'm talking about...
Yeah, fear. Well, and fear is always an enemy.
Fear of not having something, not being at the man that you need to be married.
Yeah, but if you get rid of all fear, have faith, perfect love casteth out fear. And so I don't know, and I look back at my life, there's very few times I've ever felt a little trepidation, maybe in a courtroom, when I kind of didn't know, I was lost there. It is landmines everywhere. See, you're not dealing with anything rational, and so you just have to, it's not easy. But that goes away. That goes away. That also passes for some reason. Somehow it's beep beep.
It all comes in the moment.
It all comes. So if you don't know how to be a man yet, and you don't have a husband yet or father. Well, that's on-the-job training. But on-the-job training is always the same principle, is that you have one aspect of your life in order, one thing, actually two things. And Jesus said it. He says, love God, cleave. Love means to cleave. When you love a woman, you cleave to her, right?
I don't know what cleave means.
Cleave means to join. Become part of, cleave together.